Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 497 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are joined by the guy across the street who likes to really get that blower going. So there's a little bit of background noise. I did my best to get it out. You know, we do what we can. But on this episode, we talk about our weekends in College Station and in Starkville. We had so much fun. And of course, we talk about college baseball. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is coming up. It's our June Southern Living episode. We also just posted this past week an episode with all of our summer favorites, so be sure to check that out. And as always, we are so happy when you stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And we are having a Big Boo live show in Dallas, Texas this November 5th. It's a Thursday night. We have just a few tickets left, so be sure to check out the link in the show notes if you would like to buy some. All right, here we go with episode 497. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, what you been doing?
Listen, we have baseballed. We have driven to our respective college towns. And yes, we have had all the fun. Let me say congratulations to the Mississippi State Bulldogs, who are headed to a super regional.
Thank you so much. Well, we may talk about that a little bit on this episode. Wait, just a smidge.
Probably. You know. And this is, we are recording this Monday morning. And so what I'm going to say is that my Texas A&M Aggies laid a big egg last night. Laid a big pitching egg last night.
It's so hard, though. Like, I just Is it? No, but the pitching piece is so complicated.
It is.
When you get into postseason play, it really is a deal. And it was a deal for us in certain ways, even though we didn't lose a game. It was, it was not a complete success in terms of pitching from my perspective.
Well, but here is my thing. Both of us remained in the winner's bracket, which means last night was only our third game. And so should you have a normal pitching staff, three games, because that's what you've been playing every single weekend. We just,
this is,
and
true.
Listen, we've had some, I get it. We have some injuries. We found out that Aiden Sims, who was one of our other starters, he's out for the season now. He's had surgery. I mean, it's a war of attrition at this point. So I get that we had to kind of piece some stuff together. But still, what I'm saying is, Lord Jesus, will you go before us into the portal this off season?
Yes.
And help us find a few pitchers that can get it done. Because that was a deal last night. And about the time, I was like, as long as it was 7-2, I was like, we have the bats. We can come back. 9-2 started to feel like despair. And then I don't even remember what the final was because it was midnight and I was exhausted. But 14-2, 15-2, not optimal is what I'm going to tell you, not optimal.
Yeah,
and USC, their little pitcher pitched the game of his life. So congratulations to him, because that, I think they said he threw 124 pitches. It was the longest he ever pitched. We made him look like an All-American. So congratulations.
124 pitches is a lot of pitches.
That is a lot of pitches. And he had thrown 20 on Friday. But they had had to play. They were in the loser's bracket. So they'd had to play earlier. Listen, it's a whole thing. All that to say, we have yet to know as of this recording if the Aggies will be making it to a super regional.
Y'all play tonight at what time?
8:00.
Okay, that's awful.
So I'm going to be up again until whatever time. So, okay, so tell us about your weekend, because you hightailed it there on what, Friday?
No, I hightailed it on Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Hightailed it, in fact, to Starkville on Thursday. And also, just to throw this in, you know, we've gutted a bathroom here.
Oh, God, listen.
They came last week. Our friend Larry and his crew came, I think it was last Wednesday, mm-hmm. and began the process of gutting the bathroom that is in between Alex's room and what we call Jackson's room, but it's mm-hmm. the guest room. And that was all going on. And so I kind of thought, I don't know if I should leave, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
But then when we kind of saw how the week was going to play out for them, it was going to be, they were going to get the bathroom, they were going to put down all the backer board for tile and all that kind of stuff. And so there was not a whole lot of, there weren't any design decisions that needed to be, you know, like communicated or checked on or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I earlier in the week, my friend Tracy had told me there's a bar in Starkville called The Landing. And she had told me that Bart Gregory and Charlie Winfield, who do a podcast I listen to about Mississippi State baseball called Out of Left Field.
Okay.
They were doing a live podcast at The Landing on Thursday night. And I just kind of thought, you know, that sounds fun. That might, mm-hmm. I think I'd enjoy that. Just a little pregame talk about the series. And
yeah.
So I said, well, if I can make it work out, I'm going to try to get over there for it. And so mm-hmm. by the demo work went so fast on Wednesday. And this is a tiny bathroom.
Yeah.
But they were finished like by one, you know, ripping out everything. And so I thought, I think I can make it happen. So I left here Thursday afternoon, drove to Starkville, went to the live podcast with Tracy and her husband, Kirk, saw a ton of people. You know how it is when you go back and you just run into people. Saw a ton of people.
Yeah.
And from college, and did that. I stayed with my friend Daphne and her husband, Jimmy, went out to their house and spent the night. Friday, you know, it's game day. That's mm-hmm. big fun. Emma, Kate, and I were able to get tickets for the regional because our friend Catherine connected us with a season ticket holder who wasn't able to come.
Oh, delightful.
So it worked out beautifully. So we had tickets for all the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out that's a lot cheaper than buying your tickets through yes. some sort of third-party app. But anyway, so we had our tickets, and our first game was at 2. We were playing Lipscomb. And we got down in our seats. We knew it was going to be hot because in this part of the country, last week was when we moved from pleasant spring weather where you can sit out on your deck all day if you want to like, oh, it's hotter than the surface of the sun.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And also the mm-hmm. wind is hot.
Yes.
And also it's very humid.
Uh-huh.
So Emma, Kate, and I sat down in our seats and we were just like, well, this is not bad at all. This is just fine.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, we're going to be okay. And we had sunscreened up, and about the beginning of the third inning, I had that feeling on my hands, you know, where you've had sunscreen on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I've got to go wash my hands.
Yeah.
And so I got up, I went downstairs because we had passes for the Triple Crown space. You've been mm-hmm. down there. You've enjoyed
yeah.
it as well.
I have.
And so I went down there, and after I washed my hands, I saw myself in the mirror, first mm-hmm. of all, which was its own reckoning.
Yeah.
I washed my hands, and when I walked back out into the air conditioning, I thought, oh, I'm not going back up there. Like, mm-hmm. it's too hot. And we were directly in the sun. And so it ended up that Emma Kate ended up coming down there, and then Tracy came down there. And so we had a lovely little table in the
Triple Crown. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. We watched the game. We visited. We did go back up eventually, but it was so nice to have the option of some air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. Raise your hand if you've been putting off a dental cleaning, an annual checkup, or honestly any kind of doctor's appointment. We'll have news for you. It's summer, so it's time to get caught up on all those appointments, because that's so much better than self-diagnosing using the internet or just to spiral quietly. So if any of this sounds familiar, I want to tell you about ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find a doctor you love. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 150,000 providers across all 50 states. So whether you're looking for a dermatologist, a dentist, primary care, an eye care,
or any of the 200 plus specialties offered on ZocDoc, you can easily search by specialty or symptom to build the care team that is right for you. If you want to see a doctor in person, that's great. If you prefer a video visit, you can do that too. So when you're waiting, you can see their real-time availability. You click to book instantly, no phone tag, no waiting around. Appointments made through ZocDoc can happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking. Sometimes you can even score same-day appointments. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message.
So State won that first game against Lipscomb. Fantastic. We were so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday, I went to lunch with my friend Grant, who's helping me figure out the bathroom.
Yeah.
And Grant's an interior designer. And so Grant and I went to lunch, had a lovely time, discussed lighting for some time. And, you know, I told Grant, even when we were at lunch, I was like, I need you to know that the way I feel when I sit down in front of a computer with nothing but wide open time to write sentences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the way that, you know, somebody who's a physical therapist would feel when they sit down in front of a patient who really needs help getting their gait normalized again after surgery.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
I said, that's what happens to your face when you talk about lighting.
Oh, like, I love that. Listen.
Like, that, like I said, the excitement that comes over you when mm-hmm. you are sitting in front of a lot of lighting options is really inspirational. So anyway, we had a big time. And then Emma Kate couldn't come to the game on Saturday night because she had a wedding. So I'd given our two tickets to my sister and brother-in-law. They drove up from Birmingham. And then I sat with Tracy and Kirk because they had an extra ticket. And I will say that Saturday night game, we played Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
was one of the hottest. Nighttime, no air moving, I'm going to sit up kind of away from the back of my seat so that I don't have a real situation if I stand up at any point.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot with a lot of T's. I mean, it was, and the game didn't start until 8. I mean, it was something else. And so I ended up taking Tracy and Kirk back to their car after the game because they had ridden to the baseball stadium with some other people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was 12:30, I think, when I got back to Daphne's house.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I needed a shower.
Yeah.
So, and then, but that was all great and went straight to sleep and then got up yesterday. And I knew yesterday, I thought, I have lived like a college student
for the
last 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Before the game Saturday night, I went. So Brandy and Gentry, who have the loft where we stayed, they had some people over before the game, like for appetizers and stuff. And mm-hmm. this is really the primary takeaway I want to offer from this weekend.
Oh, okay.
But they had some people over. And so I went over there with our friends Catherine and Sean and Tracy and Kirk. And mm-hmm. there were all kinds of people from college. And so it's that whole thing of like, I understand we're all grown now.
Yeah.
But like, mm-hmm. this could also have happened at Doug's, you know, in 1990.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, so we're all standing around. So Catherine's sister, Karen, brought a dip, and I want to share it with you and with our listeners.
Oh, I cannot wait. I love a good dip.
This one, I mean, like, even the first time I saw Kirk take a bite, he took a bite and he went, Tracy, this right here, this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's so easy. All right, here's what you do.
Okay.
You get two packs of boars and cheese.
Okay.
You spread them out on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
That's step one.
Yeah.
Step two is you get some hot honey.
Oh.
And you drizzle it all on top of that boars and cheese.
Mm, okay.
Step three, you get some fig preserves. According to Karen, you need about a half a jar. You get some fig preserves. I'm going to recommend the Bon Maman brand. I think those are great fig preserves.
Okay.
You spread that on top of your hot, or you can do this in any order. You can go fig preserves on top of Boursin, and then you can do hot honey at the end if you want to.
Okay.
Let the Lord guide you.
Yes.
But after you get layers of Boursin, hot honey, fig preserves, you chop up roasted salted pistachio nuts and you scatter those across the top.
Oh, you said pistachios.
I said pistachios.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you something. And then there were a variety of crackers and wafers at Brandy's Loft. But I had this dip with some kind of Wheat Thin-esque cracker. And I told Kirk, I said, if I had a mind to, and if I were really just as uninhibited as I want to be in this moment, I would sit here and I would eat this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like I would commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
This would become my supper. I would not care if anybody else was able to enjoy
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes.
It's unbelievable. Now, I think this was Tracy's friend Amy who told me this.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a version where you can whip goat cheese and put pesto in it and use that as the foundation. But I thought the Boursin was phenomenal. So.
Okay. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. It was so good.
That sounds really,
really
good.
Really good. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds delicious.
So all that to say, last night our game was at 7 and Emma Kate came back. And so we got to watch that one together. She left earlier than I did. But I had decided before I even went to the game, I was like, one, I have to go back to my normal life.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I can't pretend this is my life any longer. Right.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
here's the thing. I'm in my 50s now.
Yes.
I was in college some time ago, but I saw so many people that I know from school. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
so I went to the game between Cincinnati and Louisiana. I went to the tail end of that just because I got to campus early. And
yeah.
I'll just go in and, you know, and be there. So I went in early. Kirk sent me a Triple Crown pass so I could go downstairs and sit in the air conditioning. And I was just hanging out. Well, I had to leave when the game was over so they could clear the stadium before you go back in. So I'm sitting there, my phone rings, and I walk down the hill trying to get in some shade because it was Grant and I want to call him back, but I don't want to stand and have a conversation, you know, while I'm standing in a mass of people.
Yeah.
Listen, I am trying so hard to stick to a high protein diet, and I am also trying so hard to come up with new ways to cook protein and new recipes, and I have found myself spending so much time trying to figure out what to eat every week, and it's summer and I don't want to do that. That's why I love Hungry Root. Since I started using Hungry Root, it has made life so much easier because I don't have to think about it. It's the convenience of getting to skip meal planning and thinking about what I'm going to eat and still find ways to meet my protein goals. So here's what happens. Hungry Root plans your meals for the week. So it fills your cart, it delivers everything you need right to your door so that you can eat healthy every day. So this includes all your health goals, your dietary preferences, your budget. Hungry Root learns what you like and what you don't like, your taste, your dietary needs over time, so it tailors your deliveries accordingly so you don't get stuff that you don't want. Once you note an ingredient to avoid, like gluten or dairy, it stays on your block list. This is meal planning simplified, which isn't that what we all want, especially this time of year. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as we do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order plus a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code bigboo. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code bigboo, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life.
So I walk down the hill and I find some shade. I call him back. But here's why I tell you all that. I hang up the phone. I start to walk up the sidewalk going back to the stadium. And who is walking directly toward me? Like, I mean, not even 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
But Mississippi State head baseball coach Brian O'Connor.
Oh.
We're the only two people on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
It's just coach and
yeah,
me, Melanie.
Yeah.
And you know, he's the number one person I want to have on this podcast.
Yes.
Like, he is my top tier, A number one potential guest. And I had to have a legitimate, real talk with myself. to not approach him, introduce myself, make small talk, and then ask him if he might be interested at some point in coming on a podcast called The Big Boo Cast.
Yes. Which I'm sure he's already heard of and is on his
list. Well, no doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. But I had to tell myself, he's playing in a regional championship today. He doesn't want to talk to you about your podcast. But then there's the other part of me that's like, Lord, when will an opportunity like this present itself
Fair.
Again?
Fair. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was not a moral dilemma, but it was a situational dilemma.
Yes.
I didn't say anything to him. I didn't even acknowledge him because I thought the man needs to be able to walk back to the baseball facility in peace.
He's got to be in the zone.
Mm-hmm. But what are the odds, you know?
I don't know. Well, listen, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But if he happens to be listening to this week's episode as he has a break, and I'm sure he's not worried or being prepared at all for your upcoming match against Georgia, feel free to reach out and we'd love to have you on the show.
Yes, we would love to have you on the show. Mm-hmm. So all that to say, last night we won like 19-5. There were so many home runs. It was we're having a little trouble, I feel like, with our with the closing, with the pitching. But that's not my concern.
No, and I'm just going to say y'all won 19-5. You're saying the same thing USC fans are currently saying about us today. So I don't really feel bad for y'all with that closing situation. What a shame that they scored 5 runs to y'all's 19.
I know. It's terrible. So, but all that, my big long wrap up, it was so fun. I'm so glad I went. I'm so glad I was there. It was so relationally filling, you know, because I got to spend time with Daphne and Emma Kate and Catherine and Tracy and, you know, which is all great. And I got to see all kinds of other friends while, you know, I was there. And it was just a ton of fun. So
I love
now
that.
We play Georgia coming up this weekend. And if you don't think that there aren't some among us trying to cook up a trip to Athens.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know my people at all.
So feels right.
It was a blast, and I drove back late, and there was no traffic, and it was so good, and I got home about 1:30, and now it's real life again, so, you know, that's how it goes.
Back to real life, back to reality. Yeah. Well, I did not leave till Friday. Gully and I already knew we were going in this weekend because my friend Jennifer and her mom, Jeannie, had invited us to Brazos Valley A&M Coaches Night, which was Saturday night. So that had been on our calendar for a long time. And so we knew we were going to go do that. And then when regionals came up, we were kind of like, are we going to go to regionals? Are we going to go to a game? You know, we were kind of back and forth because our game was at 3:00 Friday. We knew we couldn't go to the Saturday night game, assuming we won on Friday. And so we were debating. But then, Gully was like, well, why don't we just wait and see what tickets do and what ticket prices do? Because at first they were really high. And I was like, I just don't want to pay multiple hundreds of dollars to sit in the heat and watch us play Lamar. You know,
that's
like
right.
I just don't. So then on, I think it was Wednesday night, our good friend Laura texted and she was like, hey, because she's got season tickets. And she was like, I requested 2 extras. I've got them. Are y'all interested in them? And she's like, you can have them. And we were like, oh my gosh, perfect. So we were like, okay, that solves that. We're going to go to the game on Friday. And then we made plans with Laura and Lindsay. We were like, afterwards, we'll meet y'all for dinner or drinks or something after the game is over. And so Gully and I left San Antonio about 10:30, I guess, 10:30 Friday morning. I also left as my house. I was having wainscoting installed in my dining room. And so I also left in the midst of a home project. But I felt like it was in hand. And I just told Perry, I was like, listen, just text me with any concerns.
That's a real Godspeed moment for the husbands, I feel like. You know, I wish you well. May it all be as it should be in my absence. I will not be here for this process.
No. But I also felt like because it was carpentry stuff, I thought, here's the thing. Perry's going to be more particular about it than I would be. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm like, a quarter of an inch, it's fine. Where he's like, no, we're going to need to get that, you know, mitered down to whatever. So I felt like it was in good hands, and I made some decisions about the trim work before I left. And so I picked up Gully. We did our normal. I don't think either one of us shut up all the way to College Station because we had so much to catch up on and talked about a lot of stuff. And then we got to Honey's. We dropped our stuff off. We went straight to the game. We got up to our seats. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay, so here's the truth. If you grew up in the 70s and 80s like me, you believed that cleaning products were judged by how much they smelled like bleach and like super strong and like chemicals and all of those things. And what we didn't know is that didn't mean that they were good for us or healthy or that we needed to be using them in our house. Because they can disrupt our hormones and they can cause a lot of irritations. But this is why I love Branch Basics. So they take the guesswork out of finding safe cleaning products because they are completely transparent about what goes into each product. Everything they make is plant and mineral based, fragrance free, and most importantly, human safe. They've even earned Made Safe certification, which means independent scientists screened every ingredient and the final formulas for over 15,000 toxic substances commonly found in cleaners, so you can really trust what you're bringing into your home, where your kids live, where you live, where your pets live. And here's the exciting part. Branch Basics is now available nationwide at Target. So on your next Target run, you can grab surface cleaners, stain remover, laundry detergent, and dishwasher tablets all in one stop, or you can get them online at Target.com. So if you're wanting to switch to safe cleaning, it's not complicated, it's not expensive. Branch Basics surface cleaners are just under $5, so you can get started with a few simple swaps without spending a ton of money. And their refill system makes it super easy. So once you run out of your surface cleaners, all you have to restock is their signature concentrate. And so you dilute at different ratios to refill your cleaning bottles for every room in your home. So the next time you're at Target or shopping online at Target, grab Branch Basics. Human safe, pet friendly, cruelty free, and made for the most sensitive. So whether you're going all in on safe cleaning swaps or just starting small, find Branch Basics at Target and Target.com today.
I knew when Laura gave us these tickets, she was like, they're in section 202. What I know is section 203 is our notorious student section.
Yeah.
With the, as they were called, the Raggies. And there, so I know that we're 203, but I'm like, well, 202, I was like, so our seats are going to be in the sun. I knew that, but I was like, that's fine. It's not going to be that bad. And I was like, and we're kind of like, we're not in the student section. We're right down from. No, I'm going to tell you that when we got up to our seats on the metal bleachers in the sun, we were behind the kid who was dressed like Kevin from Up, okay. Who was like the ringleader. And what I'm also going to tell you is that, well, first of all, we got to our seats and it became evident. We can't sit on this metal bleacher that's been cooking here in the sun all afternoon. It's like a frying pan. So that was a whole thing. And the sweet little student girl next to us was like, ma'am, would y'all like to sit on my blanket? You know, because I was like, I told Gully, I said, she was probably very concerned about the elderly women were up here in the heat.
Absolutely. God bless her. She was looking out for others. And
she was
looking out for her elders.
She was. And it was very sweet. And we were like, no, we're fine. The other thing that happens in the student section that when you're in other parts of the stadium, you don't realize. You're just like, wow, that's really loud. But what they like to do is bang their big Aggie rings on the metal bleachers to make noise. And yes. I'm telling you, when you're right in the midst of that, like Gully and I both just kept jumping. Like every time they would do it, we were just like it was like a flinch because it was so loud and you're just in the middle of it and they're so in it. And listen, I love them for being in it. But what I'm going to, and I looked at Gully at one point and I was like, is my hat shading my face? Because I kept thinking, I use so much skincare to then get up here and cook in this sun, you know?
Right, to really contract some of my finest sun poisoning ever.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know this, but I struggle with hyperpigmentation. And the worst thing for hyperpigmentation is the sun. So I was like, so what I'm telling you is we lasted the top of the first inning. And I looked at Gully and I was like, are you ready to go down and just see where we can stand? And she said, I am. And so we got up.
Sensory
and left.
Overload.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Kevin from Up was like, ma'am, are y'all going to be back? And Gully was like, yes, we'll be back. She was like, we're just going to cool off. And she said, I was afraid if I said we were leaving, he was going to heckle us. And so we then went and stood behind home plate in the breezeway, and there was a breeze. I'm telling you, it was at least 30 degrees cooler down there.
Like, oh, gosh.
I was like, there's no way. I could not have. And I told Gally, I said, well, it turns out that I'm a baseball passenger princess because I need to be in the shade. I need to have a breeze. I cannot sit in the sun. That day is past for me. Like, I just, yeah. I can't do it. So we stood
in that little breezeway. But it turned out to be so fun. We saw our friend Beth. We saw my good friend Sharon Appel and her husband. They were there. And so that was super fun because, you know, our friendship began at regionals 2 years ago when her son Jackson was playing. And I told her, hey, don't worry, I've got Jesus in my purse. You know, that was kind of the whole. So saw her. We saw our friend Kelly. So it was like we had like a little meet and greet going, you know, underneath.
Hey, is that the vacuum?
No, it's the blower, like two doors down. No. Hold on. You know what? Let me.
Much better than it was, though, about 2 minutes ago.
Well, he was right on the side street in between our house and the neighbor's house. So, because our guys aren't coming today. And, you know, Perry has told our guys he's limited them on the blower. He's cut their blower time.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. This guy sounds like he's almost sounds like he's changing gears. You know, he's coming out in first. He takes it down to second. And he gets real happy when he gets it up in third.
Like
He's really committed.
It's aggressive.
God bless him. God bless him. Okay, so
anyway.
Y'all went to the breezeway.
So we went to the breezeway. We had a great little reunion time. We got to see lots of friends. We visited. We hung out. I hydrated with Element because I was
smart. I did too. God. I took Element packets in my bag. And I can't even tell you how many things of ice water I fixed.
Oh my Lord. There's nothing left on the side street. He's trying to blow our neighbor's car out of the driveway at this point. There's nothing left. There is nary a leaf nor a speck of dirt.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Okay. Maybe he's done.
Maybe that was the grand finale. Maybe it's...
like a trumpet.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
What y'all don't know is that Melanie has already changed rooms trying to get away from the blower. And he persists. But right now, it's great.
So hopefully he was done. Hopefully that was it.
But
so,
the Element was critical for the weekend, I will say.
Man.
And I woke up. I guess it was Sunday morning, and I had my coffee, and then I was like, I got to get back in that Element. I got to hydrate. I got to tee it up.
Yep.
There,
yep.
But, there he is.
Yep. He's coming back. oh my gosh.
Listen, everybody, just know there's going to be noise. There's going to be noise in the background.
It is what it is.
Because this is a passion for the man across the street.
It is.
And we all need a passion. He's found his.
He feels strongly about it. So the Element saved me. We got the game ended. We saw Laura and Lindsay came down because they had moved around out of their seats too. Because bottom line was nobody really wanted to be in the sun.
Right.
So we moved out of our seats. We came back and won that game, which was great. And then, but I'm going to say a couple of things. About 2 weeks ago, I went through all of my beauty products and all of my makeup favorites, and I threw out the stuff that I'm not using anymore. It was just taking up space. I wasn't interested in it. It didn't work out for me. It wasn't the right color, all the things. But I will tell you, this is when I always figure out what products I really love, and here's what stayed, my Thrive Cosmetics products. I love these products. Every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free. It's made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. I love that Thrive Cosmetics gives back. So every time you purchase a Thrive Cosmetics product, you are doing more than just enhancing your beauty. You're helping others shine too. They have given over $150 million in product and cash donations to 600 plus giving partners. So my gold standard for a lip product is Thrive Cosmetics Empower Matte Precision Lipstick Crayon. This is the best. It stays on forever. It doesn't feel dry. It's age defying. It comes in 18 buildable shades. I wore it while I was at the baseball game. It lasted even through the heat and through me sweating. It's creamy, it's long lasting, it is packed with staying power. So it is the perfect formula for me because it's not sticky, it just feels great. It's long wearing, and there again, so many colors that leave your lips looking full and bright and just great for the summer. You can amplify your look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics. Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/BigBoo.
Number one, when Gully and I went to leave the parking lot after that game, first of all, that they had decided to reroute us a completely different direction than they normally do. And that was problematic on a lot of things because it really created a lot of gridlock the way they wanted to do it. I'm also going to say that we were doing the system. And here's the thing. We're mainly all Aggies in this parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we're in this deal. And so everybody's doing the thing where they're letting a car in and then they go. And then you let a car in and then you go. And so I started to go in front of this woman that I don't, if I knew her name, I started to go and she looked at me and sped up and shook her head at me and shook her finger at me and said, no,
ma'am.
And I told Gully, I said, if I were in a different car, I would ram into the side of her. Like, that's how mad I was. Like, I was hot and I was mad, but I was like, that is so rude. Like, that is so rude. I was like, you're a terrible person if you're not going to let somebody, that's what everybody was doing. That was the system. So, red flag right there in the Reed Arena parking lot. So anyway, we left. We went back to Honey's. Honey had made chicken salad. She had made brownies. She had made her sweet pickles that I love. And so we had a delightful little dinner of that. And then we went and met our friends Laura and Lindsay at Hush and Whisper, which, as you know, is my favorite little College Station, Bryan College Station hangout. So we went and had cocktails there and caught up with them. And that was great, and got home probably about midnight. And then Saturday we were able to sleep in because we didn't have anything until coach's night later that night. So our friend Christy came by. So we got to visit with her, and that was fun. And then we just kind of hung out all day. And then it was time. So it was a big discussion because here's what was happening. Gully's husband, John, and her son, Will, were also in town. Honey and Big, we had baseball tickets. The Aggies were playing at 8 o'clock Saturday night. The Spurs were playing game 7 also at 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Okay. All right.
So it became a big dilemma of Spurs or Aggies, Spurs or Aggies. So ultimately, that whole crew decided they were going to stay home and watch the Spurs game because it was game 7. And so they decided to cook out there. So Honey and Big sold their tickets for Saturday night because we felt like we knew where there was going to be at least one more game that the Aggies would play. And Spurs felt like a big thing. And Will is like the ultimate Spurs fan. So anyway, then Gully and I got dressed. We went to coach's night. And so, like I said, my friend Jennifer and her mom Jeannie had invited us. And then what they had told us was that we were sitting at the table with Bucky McMillan's parents, who is our head basketball coach.
Well done.
And I'm going to tell you, Gully sat right next to Bucky's mom. And I, when Gully, and so, you know, it's kind of loud because there's a band and there's stuff going on, whatever. And when Gully looked at me at one point, she was like, here, hold on. I'm going to give you my number. And like they're exchanging numbers. I was like, well, we have a new friend. Like Gully has made us a new best friend. But they were so sweet. They moved to College Station when Bucky got the job. We just loved sitting with them. They were so nice and so funny. And coach's night was packed. It was like, it was a casino night. They had a band.
Love it.
It was a denim and diamonds theme. They had a saddle hanging from the ceiling that appeared to be covered in maybe tinfoil. I don't know, but it was silver. It was very festive.
What is that, Melanie?
That's a truck. That's a truck. I just live on the loudest block in San Antonio. That's all I can tell you.
I didn't know if someone had entered your house with music. I didn't know.
It's just, and I can still hear the faint hum of the blower. I can hear it.
Oh God, this is just right. It's just right. Oh my gosh.
I don't even know what's left to blow.
Are we in a fight with him? I think we are.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's enough is enough. You know what I'm like? I'm going to tell you this. This is a side note. I was going to tell you this. This is where I am, though. Last week, I was walking Mabel, and I always walk her down by, like, our Little League fields, which are also down by our neighborhood pool. And I, right at the edge of the pool parking lot, there was a woman who appeared to be in, like, her mid to late 30s who looked very much like a mom of maybe –
you know, elementary school junior hires. And I don't know what her day had involved, but she was standing outside of her SUV and she had a bottle of something in one hand and a cigarette in the other and was just sitting there, standing there.
She had enough.
She had enough. Everything in me wanted to be like, ma'am, it feels like there's a story here and I would like to know it. But I thought, you know what? I've been that mom and I know that story. And that's how I feel today with this blower, that if you hear later, if Perry's like, I came home and she was at the edge of the patio smoking. Just know it's because of the blower.
That's it. Everybody's got something that pushes them right over the edge. Mm-hmm. The blower may be it for you.
The blower may be it. Mm-hmm. We've had a good run. No, but we did coaches night, and this wasn't the big, like, there's, you know, the Aggie football coaches night, which is like, so Coach Elko was not there.
Sure.
So this was, our swim and dive coach got up, and then Jamie Morrison, who is our, girls volleyball coach, who won the national championship this year, he got up. Listen, he made Gully and I both cry. He's so fantastic. He and his wife had just had a new baby 12 days earlier. But he talked about being at the national championship, at the tournament, and he said, like, he could hear him. He said, I always get in the zone before the show. And what I always tell my girls is, like, go out there and put on a show. Like, go out there and put on a show. And he said that, like, they were like, who's here from Kentucky? And it was like, And then, like, who's here from, you know, Nebraska? And he was like, who's here from Texas A&M? He said, and, like, it was jarring. Like, like, whatever. And he said, and I was like, the 12th man has shown up. Go out there and put on a show. And Gully, we were like, oh, and just like that, we're just back in. We're just back, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So that was awesome. And then Bucky, he got up, and here's one of the things he said. And I thought, man, this is such a kind of a life lesson in a lot of ways. But what he said was, he said, you know how on Facebook, he said, like, memories will pop up. And he said, just a couple of days ago, he said, my Facebook popped up and it was like 6 years ago today. And he said, and it was me holding a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts that I had picked up to raise money for uniforms for the high school where I was coaching.
Wow. Yeah.
And he said, and now here I am coaching in the SEC. And then he said, I can't believe y'all hired me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the sweetest, most humble thing. And he was like, you know, he said, when we started having success this season, everybody was like, well, now we're afraid he's going to leave, which I wanted to say, sir, you don't understand all the way Aggie fans have been hurt and betrayed down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're carrying a lot of residual trauma. So we do believe that if you're good, you're going to leave us. And he was like, I still can't believe y'all hired me. Like, this is a dream. And he was just, man, he was so good. And so I'm all in on Bucky Ball. I thought his parents were so sweet. They've moved to College Station, which I just think is the sweetest thing ever, that they followed him so that they can be at every game. And I just thought it was such a reminder of, I was like, man, you know, sometimes life, you feel like you're in one place and look how fast. I mean, 6 years ago when he was selling those Dunkin' Donuts, like, who would have thought? I mean, he wouldn't have believed it if somebody had said, oh, no, 5 years from now, you're going to get hired by Texas A&M and be coaching in the SEC. Like, unbelievable.
I love it.
Yeah. So it was really fun. Gully and I had a great time. There was also a casino night. We did not gamble. That's not really our thing. And then that's it. We went back to Honey's. The Spurs had won, so that was super exciting. So everybody in San Antonio is super excited about the Spurs. That's amazing. So we got the whole play-by-play. We did get really tickled because Honey told us, so Victor Wembanyama, who's our star player, who's like 7'4", Honey was like, y'all, his wingspan is 8 feet. His hands from fingertip to fingertip is 8 feet. She said, that means he could touch each wall of this living room while he stood in the middle. And Big just said, I think you need to rethink your measurements on how big you think this living room is.
That's right.
And John Gully's husband was laying on the floor and he's like, well, I'm over 6 foot and I'm not even halfway across this living room as I lay here on the floor. Right. But we were excited. The Aggies won Saturday night. So we were all set up. We were playing in the championship, and now TBD on how the rest of that trajectory goes. But Gully and I had to get back home because she was leaving for a work trip today. And so she needed to get back home. And I needed to get back home because I'm a grown up and I also have stuff going on at my house. So
I know. It's hard to juggle. You know, mm-hmm. It's hard to juggle, but I'm glad I got to be there while I did.
And for sure.
I mean, there were no games today. There was no reason for me to stay today.
Yeah.
It was just You know, it's just fun to be in the presence of people that you've known for a really long time.
So. It really is. Now, I was going to tell you one thing that happened Saturday night when we got home and the Aggie game was still going on. So we had it on TV. And that our friend Kathleen, who is our well-dressed woman who sits behind home plate, got a shout out on the SEC, on the broadcast of the game.
She did.
She did. They just talked about how she's always there. And listen, you know, she had on a scarf and you know, she had her little fan around her neck.
Yeah, and a three-quarter mm-hmm. sleeve shirt, I'm sure.
She did, just immaculate. But I was like, well, look, there's our friend. There she mm-hmm. is. So when
I look for her every time. Yeah, every time I watch the Aggies. Mm-hmm.
She was there again last night, and I thought it was telling because she also had a jaunty little scarf around her neck when last night's game started. And I noticed by about the third inning, she was down to just her white three-quarter sleeve shirt. And I thought that's a testament to how hot it is. You know, that she gave up the scarf. Yes. So, but I thought about you when they showed her.
Well, I do enjoy seeing her there.
All right. So with that being said, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. And I'm going to kick it off with something that's been a five favorite before, but I have never been more certain that it was a favorite until this past weekend, which is my beloved, the brand that everybody loves, my beloved Charmp waist fan.
Yes.
Listen, this was a favorite a couple of years ago, but y'all, I cannot tell you, if you are a person who has to sit outside for any sort of activity, if you are at a ballpark, if you are at a ball, you know, at a baseball game, a tennis match, if you mm-hmm. play pickleball, this is just, it's a treasure. When it's hot outside, it was a treasure to me and to the people around me yesterday when we were waiting outside the stadium to get in the yep. blazing sun. It helped me to cool down once I got inside. Every once in a while last night, I would just turn it on, imitating me to creep, because there was no actual breeze.
Yeah.
No. So, you know, it was just nice to be able to make one. So highly recommend. It's such
amazing.
A good one. And it will also, you can charge your phone on it. And it also has some flashlight features that others may find useful. That's not necessarily my journey, but I appreciate that others might need the flashlight function.
Well, if you were spending the night outside a Cracker Barrel, you might need it.
I would absolutely need it and would use it for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
My second favorite is, this popped up on I can't remember, on some social media one day, but you know, one of my low-level goals this year was I wanted to write more notes.
Yes.
And so I ordered some stationery at the beginning of the year, and I wanted some new stationery. And so Joy Creative and Allie and Bess have done a collaboration, and I ordered these personalized note cards, and they are the cutest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, they're darling.
And they're not super big. They're like they're probably 3x5. So it's not a huge space to write a note. It's just enough, you know, if you want to write somebody a quick thank you or a quick little note of encouragement. But what I love is that your name's in multicolors on the front, and then the back is just navy with a bunch of multicolored stars. It's so fun.
So
I
cute.
Love them. And they, I will say they got here really quickly too. So highly
okay.
recommend those.
They're so cute.
This is a new to me product, Melanie, and I realize that this is not going to be new to everybody, but I want to talk to you about my third favorite, which is the Downy Wrinkle Releaser.
Yes.
Have you ever used this?
You know what? I don't think I have. I've heard people talk about it, but I don't think I have.
Okay. I just was always like, I'll just iron. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. So this past weekend, I had packed my clothes for the game, and I just had shorts and shirts. It wasn't anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got my stuff out for the Saturday game, everything was just sort of wrinkled. So I asked Daph, I said, hey, can I use your iron? And she said, like, what do you need to iron? And I said, I just have some shorts and a shirt. And she said, well, do you want to try the Downy Wrinkle Releaser? And I was like, well, I've never used it.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, let me show you. So she goes and gets the Downy stuff, comes in the room where I'm staying. And she's like, you just spray your clothes. And so she sprays my clothes. And she said, and then you just kind of flap them a couple of times. Like you just like flap them in the air.
Yeah.
You know? Like you're about to hang them on a clothesline. And so we did that to the shirt, flapped it a few times. I put it on a hanger, did that to the shorts, flapped them a few times, and I laid them out across the bed. It's like magic. It's like
okay.
magic. They've got to so dry.
Good to know. Yeah.
Because you're putting liquid on them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get over it because, you know, I'm such, you know how I feel about a steamer in a hotel room? Like, I feel like it's an inferior way to try to get wrinkles out of your clothes because you just, the quality of the steamers is so inconsistent from place to place.
Isn't that the truth?
But this is the kind of thing, like, I'm like, oh, I will travel with this. This is so mm-hmm. great in a pinch. And so, like, now when I'm going to a ball game, it's all going to get wrinkled again.
Yeah.
But, like, it was such a great option. And so I'm very excited about the Downy Wrinkle Releaser. I've heard of it for years. I've never tried it, but I really enjoy it.
Okay, great to know.
Fourth thing, very indicative of my current stage of life, the mm-hmm. sizzle and heat bird food. Listen. Several people recommended this to me as the thing to put in the bird feeder because squirrels won't eat it. I don't know what about this sizzles and or is hot. I don't know what they've done to it, but the squirrels will not touch it. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, like, great to know.
The cardinals really like this food. Again, I don't know the science behind it.
No.
But if you're fighting a battle with squirrels and your bird feeders, mm-hmm. this is a really good option. So I ordered it from Amazon and put it in the bird feeder that the squirrels were really like. That particular bird feeder, it was like it was a playpen for the squirrels. You know, we'd walk yeah. in the room and they'd be wrapped around it, hanging upside down. I mean, mm-hmm. it was just...
Listen.
And now they don't go near it. So they don't like it.
Interesting. Okay.
They don't like it.
Great to know.
And then my final thing was something that I mentioned on a Patreon episode we did last week about our summer favorites, but it's the Back Me Upset from Free People. Mm-hmm. Not upset. That sounded like a compound word. The Back Me Up set.
Okay.
A top and some shorts from Free People. I got it in a color called lemon meringue. I love this set.
It's really cute. About
ordering a second one
mm-hmm.
Because it's so comfortable. It's lightweight. It makes you look like you have on an actual legitimate outfit, but you are essentially wearing pajamas. The shorts are as comfortable as pajama shorts. The top is as comfortable as your favorite oversized t-shirt. Like it's glorious.
What more could you want?
What more could you want? I really love this set and will no doubt wear it a ton this summer because I've already worn it a ton in the late part of spring, early summer. So
okay.
Those are my favorites.
They are great. What a great assortment of favorites you've given us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm honored to share and to serve.
Well, we appreciate your service. We appreciate mm-hmm. your service. Okay. Well, I guess we will know more about all the baseball doings and such this time next week.
Yeah, this time tomorrow we'll have a much better idea of how it's going to go.
That's true.
But
that's
certainly
true.
We'll be able to talk about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, best of luck to the Aggies. We hope it goes your way.
I hope it does too. I hope we can, you know, Lord, would you be a pitcher is what I'm going to say tonight.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye everybody.